Prabhupada. Thank you so much for joining, Maharaj. Will we have introduction today by Tiffany Mataji, or should we go ahead straight with Maharaj Srimad Bhagavatam class?
Just continue with the Bhagavatam. No need for any. We've been doing that every week anyway.
Thank you very much. Once again, I welcome His Grace, His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj Swamiji at Bhakti Sangha Conference, Japa Conference Call. Once again, Maharaj, my Dandavat Pranam at your lotus feet. Maharaj will continue to enlighten us on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we are reciting from Canto 6, Chapter 6 and Verse Number 16. Whenever you're ready, Maharaj, you may take the call over. Hare Krishna.
Canto 5.
Oh, Canto 5. Yes, Maharaj, you're right. Thanks for I stand correct. Hare Krishna.
Om Vigyan Timidam Dasya Ganajana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvi Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Diname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nivrishisa Sunyavari Pastyatyade Satarine Manchakalpa Tarubhishma Eva Chapatitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namaho Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So these verses that are written in prose, we in our temples, when we come across them, we don't chant them. We chant the word for word generally. So what we can do is just go right to the translation. Translation, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5 Canto 6 chapter, verse number 16. Sukadev Goswami continued. Excuse me, I think I seem to have lost my voice here for a minute. I'll be right back. Sukadev Goswami continued, Lord Rishabhdev is the master of all Vedic knowledge. Human beings, demigods, cows, and brahmanas have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Rishabhdev's pastimes is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them following in the footsteps of the Acharyas will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The teachings of Lord Rishabhdev are for the people of all yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, and especially Kali Yuga. these instructions are so powerful that even in this age of Kali, one can attain perfection simply by explaining the instructions, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, or listening to the instructions with great attention. If one does so, one can attain the platform of pure devotional service to Lord Vasudeva. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that those who recite these pastimes and listen to them will become purified. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. As a matter of principle, devotees should read, speak, and hear Srimad Bhagavatam persistently 24 hours daily if possible. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kirtaniya Sadanahi. One should either chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or read Srimad Bhagavatam and thereby try to understand the characteristics and instructions of the Supreme Lord who appeared as Lord Rishabhdev, Lord Kapila, and Lord Krishna. In this way, one becomes fully aware of the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. One who knows the transcendental nature of the Lord's birth and activities attains liberation from material bondage and returns back to Godhead. Omagyan timirandasya ginajana salakaya chakso unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna pristaya bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Vastyatya De Satarine Panchakalpa Thirubhis Chakripa Sindhave Bhajap Titanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaho Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhunatanda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse has a category that is a very much part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that category is called Phalastuti. Phalastuti means the benefit or the fruit of the results of hearing the indicated pastime. So here, in this particular Phalastuti, there is some considerations. What is that? And one should tentatively hear or speak what they have heard without changing anything, without adding anything, without trying to become a unique acharya by making all kinds of fancy presentations. One should simply repeat according to one's level of realization. And this will certainly, one can attain what is unalloyed. It's called Ananda Bhakti, Anangya Bhakti, unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. So this, and Prabhupada gets right to the point that there are two principles being mentioned, or two activities. And what does he say about these activities? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya means always. Nityam, eternal, Bhagavata refers to the activities. And to glorify the activities is seva. Sevaya, Bhagavata Sevaya. To constantly hear or chant the name, fame, form, pastimes, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here it mentions in the translation, it mentions the cows, the demigods. So this particular narration, no, I'm sorry, not in the translation, but in the very beginning of the, no, actually, no, it says knowledge, human beings, demigods, cows, and Brahmins. Lord Rishabhdev is the master of all of these. So these are the things that were covered in the narration of Lord Rishabhdev. Now, Lord Rishabhdev is actually speaking very elevated philosophical teachings about these different categories mentioned here. Not simple principles of knowledge, but actually developed realization of this knowledge. Therefore, his teachings are considered to be the more elevated teachings throughout the Bhagavatam in regards to the philosophical content. So this is interesting here. And Prabhupada gets right to the point to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And he says, if you can do it 24 hours a day, that is recommended. Kirtaniya Sadarahi. Of course, that's the last line of the verse spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in regards to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But you see here, there is what is called abhinna. Abhinna means non-different. Prabhupada says one should either chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra or read Srimad Bhagavatam. Why are they considered almost the same, or practically the same? It's because it's about glorifying the Lord in the most direct and pure way as given by the Acharyas. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amalam Puranam. It doesn't can include any other aspect of devotional principles which are less than pure devotion. It only gives pure devotion. And it doesn't even consider artha, kama, dhamma, and even moksha, which is an elevated form of an activity that can be performed by the people within this age of Kali to desire liberation. But that this hearing and chanting the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam is even beyond moksha. It is on the pure transcendental platform because it glorifies the name, fame, form, qualities, pastimes, paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada includes the Maha Mantra here, which we all hear as being the direct means for self-realization in this age. Harinama, 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 eva kevalam kalo nasteva, 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 atikatir anyata. So what you're seeing here, or what you're being placed with, is the principle of achintya, veda veda tattva. Or veda veda tattva might even be better. Veda veda, veda abeda means one and different. And knowledge, therefore, it's simultaneously one and different. So there's no difference between pure hearing and chanting of the Srimad Bhagavatam and pure chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There's no difference. It's absolute. We have a tendency to see a distinction, but actually they're both on the pure transcendental pastime, because out of all of the knowledge given about the absolute nature of the Supreme Lord, one cannot find a more complete understanding and pure understanding than Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the best of all scriptures. So this is the process. Sometimes we find, and this happens to those who have the position of being approached by others for knowledge or for shelter or for whatever, even for helping to sort out problems, we find here is the answer. that devotees have problems. Everyone has problems. The world is problematic. Just the world itself is a problem because it is meant to deter our attention away from our real goal of life. So life in the world, material world, means to face problems. But here's a way to get rid of all problems completely. And this is an absolute statement. It's not a relative statement. It's not like some problems will go away. All problems will go away completely when one absorbs themselves in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Satam prasangam mambabirya sambido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata. This hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is like nectar for the ear and for the heart. Bhakti riti anukramishyati. Bhakti starts there and culminates at the same place. Hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So devotees, they complain about so many things. This is not right. This is not right. This is wrong. I have this problem. Your problem is you're not hearing and chanting. That's the problem. You created these other problems because you're not hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. This is a fact. If you hear and chant the glories of the Lord regularly, as Prabhupada said here, 24 hours a day, if you can do that, then you're completely on the transcendental platform. You're feeling transcendental happiness, and you are no longer affected by anything in this material world. But we won't do that, even though we know the formula, we know the solution to all problems. We either won't do it or we can't do it. We say we can't do it because we have so many other things that we want to do. And there's so many within the category of want, there may also be things that we need to do. And that is understandable. We need to take sufficient care of the material body to keep it so we can engage in these activities. But generally, we don't hear and chant the glories of the Lord enough. And that is our problem. That is our problem. And I'll say it continuously. That is our problem. If we were just able to understand how powerful and how effective and how direct and how much mercy is available by hearing Bhagavatam, by reading Bhagavatam, and by speaking Bhagavatam whenever the opportunity comes, then there would be no problems. Because this is purifying and at the same time elevating. Purifies our consciousness, elevates, because problems exist on the material level. On the spiritual level, there are no problems. They exist on the material. So when we go above the problems disappear. Just like when they say, how do you, if you're hungry, that's a problem. So you eat, and as you're eating and you continually eat, your hunger is being satisfied. So you don't have to think, well, I'm hungry, what do I do? No, the thing is you eat. And that satisfies your hunger, also gives you pleasure, and you get nourishment at the same time. So three things come with eating. So same thing. Three things come with hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. We get a realization of the Lord. We get free from material suffering. And we achieve satisfaction. And we transcendental satisfaction. So all this is there through the strict and very regular process of hearing and chanting. I just wanted to, maybe I'll just give you a little. Yesterday I had just finished a 4-day series of programs starting on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So yesterday I was a little bit behind in a lot of work. And I was thinking, well, I should dive into that. But then I thought, you know, I haven't read also in the most of these days. So I'm just going to read. So I just pushed everything aside and I read for maybe 3 hours, just reading. And when I was done, I was feeling energetic. I was feeling like, yeah, the things I had to do were still there, but they seemed to be more approachable now. And more approachable in the sense that I didn't mind going back and doing these things. Before, it seemed like, oh, I got to get this work done. But just by hearing, reading, and it changes your whole consciousness, and your perspective on life also alters in such a way as that whatever challenges or problems you may appear don't appear to be a problem anymore. They just appear to be part of the routine that we have to encounter. That's all. So this hearing and chanting has great effect to push back the material energy, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Amalam Puranam, 18,000 verses, all dealing with pure devotional service, glorifying the name, fame, form, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam is the best of all transcendental literature because it doesn't include anything else. You'll find many religious scriptures that have other principles that you can receive some material benefit by worshiping the Lord. You can be nicely materially situated. You can fulfill your material desires. You may also, you know, find yourself that they also promise you that, you know, you can also attain wealth, position, power, peace of mind. But Bhagavatam says, Dharma prochito kaitavo paramar nimatsaranam satam. Dharma, religion, prochito, kicks out kaitavo, cheating forms of religion. Dharma Bhagavatam removes any kind of cheating form of religion which promises material benefits from that and gets right to the essence, which is the nature of the soul. Because when the soul connects with pure transcendental knowledge, it becomes enlivened. And that's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. It becomes enlivened by that knowledge. And therefore, one automatically feels happy. Srinvata swakata krishna purnya shravana kirtanaha viridyanto sto abhidrani vidyanoti husuhit satam. That the Lord cleanses the heart of a devotee who hears and regularly hears and chants his glories and pastimes, especially, particularly this verse refers to Srimad Bhagavatam. The next verse is Nasta Prayeshu Abhidrishan Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. These are verses 1 to 17 and 1 to 18 in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the power. You can go to those verses if you like. 1 to 17. This is 1:1. You have to go to 1:2. Mm-hmm. 17. These are very Srinvata Swakata Krishna, yeah. They're very powerful verse. In fact, 17 and 18, Srila Prabhupada has said these two verses we should read every day. So we'll read the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of a devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are themselves virtuous, when properly heard and chanted. That pretty much patterns the same verse that we have been reading. And Prabhupada's purport is quite interesting. But we can see here again, messages of the personality of Godhead are non-different from the Lord himself. So there's no fixed time. One can chant the holy name or hear the glories of the Lord at any time, anywhere. And one develops a taste for hearing the holy sound. It's done through the medium of service to the pure devotee. So these are the, and then the next verse, Nasta Prayeshu Abhidreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naistaki. That verse is very powerful. By regular attendance in classes on Bhagavatam, by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. And Prabhupada gets right to the point. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart, which are considered obstacles on the path. The remedy is the Bhagavatas. And two kinds of Bhagavata, the Bhagavatam devotee and the Bhagavatam scripture. Both are good enough to eliminate the obstacles. Because Bhagavatam is an incarnation of Krishna himself. Go to Canto 1, Chapter 3, verse number 43. Krishna Swadharma Pagadito Dharma Janari Bisaha Kalo Nasta Drishame Sampurna Karna Dunotita. In that verse translation, the Bhagavatam Puran is brilliant as the sun. It has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna from his own abode. Accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc., persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of the ignorance age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So this verse illustrates that after Krishna left the planet, he left himself in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the incarnation of the Lord, known as Vyasadev, came to present that knowledge in a very direct way. And this is the Bhagavatam. So if we regularly hear, chant, remember, and even speak these the narrations from Bhagavatam, and then our path to devotional service is clear. It's wide open. So we don't need a bunch of formulas to, you know, nowadays people say, well, we have to go for this person to get this kind of help. They have this book that helps you have this knowledge. It's like somehow or other we've taken on all these other so-called remedies, which are not really remedies themselves, they're just deviations. Here's the means for getting rid of all problems and at the same time coming to the pure spiritual platform. Hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And the glories of the Lord are vast, not only in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other supplementary Vedic literatures which focus on the principles of glorifying the Supreme Lord. All of these scriptures are all full. We can't exhaust them. What to speak of exhausting Srimad Bhagavatam? Prabhupada was on a morning walk with one German professor, Professor Durkheim. And then Prabhupada was talking to him. Professor Durkheim was very respectable to Srila Prabhupada and also very knowledgeable. And so it was a nice conversation, both qualified people speaking. And then Prabhupada turned his attention to Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said, well, there's 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it takes 1 month to understand each verse. And then he turned to his disciples, who were also present, and he said, well, how long is that? So 18,000 verses times 1 month comes to 1,500 years. So Srila Prabhupada, in a very cute way, said, yes, you have enough to read. You have enough. Just as Bhagavatam alone. In fact, if we center our life around three things, there's one that's not included here, but it's automatically, well, and that is devotion, that is service to the Vaishnavas. So if we chant the holy names, read and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and serve the Vaishnavas, then there is no, it's just a matter of time before you actually reach perfection in devotional service. So the process is simple, it's direct, it's powerful, it's profound, it needs nothing else, but it just needs our enthusiasm, because without our enthusiasm, we remain enthusiastic for so many other things which are just diverting our attention away from our real goal in life like that. And these pastimes are so nice when you hear this, these different stories of the Supreme Lord. And it's not like you read them once and then everything is there and then you know them. No, you read them, and every time you read them, you actually derive much more, not just a little more. In fact, the experience is, and this is by all devotees, it's like each time you read it, you actually experience, I am reading this for the first time. Although you haven't, you've read it before, it appears in that way, because it's always revealing more and more transcendental knowledge. So this process is very direct. And we have Krishna appears in so many forms of himself, but then we get right to the essence of Krishna's, what we say, supreme nature, and that is his nature in Sri Vrindavan Dham, which makes up the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is 90 chapters. There are 90 chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. I think there's only the second largest canto, second largest canto is the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and that only has about 30 some chapters. I think the most in any of the cantos is like 33, sometimes 35 chapters. The Srimad Bhagavatam, canto has 90 chapters, all centered around Krishna and Sri Vrindavan Dham. And that's the essence of the teachings, or that's the culmination of all the teachings, is to hear and chant the glories of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam, which are the, which is the sweet nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is there in his Madhurya mood, or his mood as sweetness. And in Vrindavan, he is the sweetest of the sweet. And so no one should complain, well, you know, what am I going to do? We complain, what am I going to do? There's so much you can do. In fact, we don't even have enough time to do what we should be doing. So this verse really gets right to the point. Hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And Prabhupada says 24 hours a day, if possible. That means we might have to take a break to take prasadam and do a few other little things that might be required. But my observation from my own experience, and I also see it, is that we don't spend enough time hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. We are more inclined to do things, to be active, and that's good also. But If we don't balance it out with sufficient hearing and chanting, we will start to feel less enthusiastic in the day-to-day responsibilities we have. So not only does it purify the heart and elevate us to the platform of pure spiritual activity, but it also solves all material problems. In other words, it gives direction in all points of life. And that is the mercy of these two features. Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy name are the two most powerful forms of spiritual practice. Serving the Vaishnavas. Like that, you have the complete package. But if you're hearing and chanting the Bhagavatam and you're chanting, you're going to automatically serve devotees. It comes automatically. The inspiration that you receive from these causes you to want to serve the devotees. Okay, so we'll stop there.
Hari Bol Maharaj, thank you so much for your nectarian class. And I cannot thank you enough for consistently re-emphasizing the importance of hearing and listening Bhagavatam. I mean, we join every day. We think that we are listening and hearing yet again. Every time, as you said, it appears to be new. Please bless all of us on Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call that we can continue to come here, continue to listen, and continue to really apply it. As you said, we are always too much active, trying to do too many things, but we are missing out on the essence. Your blessings are of prime importance, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Devotees, if you have any questions, you may go ahead now. You may either raise your hand or you may unmute yourself if there are any questions. Everybody has become sublime with your wonderful nectarian class, Maharaj.
I hope I didn't intimidate anybody.
No. You're actually, inspiring to have a discerning mind. Dhir Govinda Prabhuji, would you like to pose a question to Maharaj?
I just want to offer my obeisances and request his blessings. That's it. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Dhanavad.
Dhanavad. Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. Made me cry, Maharaj. So nice.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Krishna in literary form. And Nectar of Devotion is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani in literary form. Chaitanya Charitamrita is the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya in literary form. None different.
We have a question from Dalitangi Radha Mataji. Mataji, would you like to go ahead, please?
Might not allow, maybe. Yeah,
to see. Mataji, we cannot hear you, Mataji.
Oh, sorry. Dalitangi Mataji, are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, are you able to hear me?
Yes, we are able to hear you. Yeah. You may go ahead with your question.
Obeisances, Maharaj, such a beautiful class, so much needed for me, especially now. And it's so nice to read that line that Prabhupada is telling that if possible, do it 24 hours a day. And I mean, we are not even doing 10% of it also. And you rightly said that because we are not hearing and chanting enough, the problems, we have so many problems because of that. That's very true, Maharaj. So my question is, practically when we want to read for ourselves in a contemplative way, trying to read. The mind puts so many things. Oh, you have this service to do, you have that to do, and this and that. And as you say, the activity and the deadlines, they get predominance, and this thing goes back. And when it comes to listening or reading, that's the problem I face. So can you tell me how to overcome this, trick of laziness or apathy towards reading?
Very simple and very easy answer. Schedule it. Keep it as part of your regular schedule for a particular time of the day, because you can also expand on that. And that will automatically happen as the taste grows. But have a particular time, and this is what I'm supposed to do at this time, and there's no other activities that are going to interfere with that. We have a time that we regularly take prasadam. We have a time when we regularly take rest. So we all, in order for us to function on the spiritual platform, regulation keeps the mind from interfering and diverting our attention away. So that's important. Schedule it. And, you'll see, even if you want to expand the schedule by adding to it, that's fine. But have that time of the day where you don't change it. Mm-hmm. So you might have to change the time of the day until you get it right where you want it. And you know, this is what you'll do at this time.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, I find that's the only way we're going to be able to do it regularly, is to schedule it.
I'll do that, Maharaj, and tell you how it went. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much for nice class and also eye-opening. And thank you for giving us the solution also. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for another just beautiful, beautiful class. All of the points you made about, delving, when we delve into devotional service, that all of our material problems are gone. Not that they magically disappear, but, we don't... We have a completely different perspective on them. I love the points, and I've experienced so many times the point about, every time we read, it changes. The verses change, what we get from them change. Sometimes I notice even the purport seems to change, and they're always even more nectarian, and I appreciate that. I'm also so grateful for what you said about Nectar of Devotion being the incarnation of Srimati Radharani. I did not know that, but it makes so much sense because it's such a nectarian text. And yes, it's all about service. So I'm so grateful for that comment.
Yeah, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati coined that statement. And when we understand that Nectar Devotion is the handbook for the execution of devotional service. Mm-hmm. And so Radharani she's Bhakti Devi. She's devotional service, pure devotional service personified. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, that is the comparison made by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Goranga.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Anant Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Maharaj, sometimes there is a Gopinath fountain is there. So there is a we should not proud about the whatever seva is given by Srimati Shishi Radha Rani, Bhakti Devi Srimati Shishi Tulsi Maharaj, that reading or book distribution or cooking prasadam or book or collecting fund for Gopinath Lotus Feet. Every seva is given by the mercy of Srimati Sisi Radharani or preaching Maharaj. So we should not deviate it, and we should just serve Srimati Sisi Radharani, because all seva given by her Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani, Sisi Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Bhakti Devi Sisi Radharani ki jai. Thank you, Maharaj, for your all association and specially reading. Maharaj, I am very big to read Sisi Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Hardly sit 15 hours in one corner. Maharaj, I will improve myself. Sit in one corner. At least start 30 minutes to read, and I'm not digesting whatever I hear. So I try my best to digest and follow in day-to-day life, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, and our H.G. Lalitangi Gopi, H.G. Priti Vilasani, or Bhakti Sangha teachers are spiritual bomb, Maharaj. They are Chalti Phirti library. Means they are, their reading is so much, Maharaj, that that whenever we hear that lecture, it's work, Maharaj. We understand that where we are in a bhakti. Thank you, Maharaj. Anant Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your every Friday association, Maharaj. Not only me, my Prabhu, my two daughters are attentively attend your class. Anant Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Now they also engage in Sisi Jagannath cooking seva, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. It is after 22 years, it's happened. So I'm so happy that yes, it is work.
Hare Krishna, I'm happy you're happy. I have a 10-point listing of the 10 things that you can practice or use, that's a better word, to use in setting yourself in a routine for reading. It's on a file. I'd be happy to send it to one devotee on the conference here, on your group here, who maybe can make it available to everyone who wants it. So if you send me or give me an email address right after we conclude here, I'll send you that file. It's 10 things that you can follow, which will assist you in the process of reading, especially Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam Maharaj. Thank you so much for a wonderful class and for stressing on the importance of reading and chanting and how the Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from the Lord himself. This was my question for you, and I think you have already answered it now. My question for you was, Maharaj, can you hear me?
Yes, good.
Okay. Okay, my question was, reading means I just read through the translation and the purport and then I go to the next verse. That is, I feel like I'm missing out on actually what it is, like what you were saying. Srila Prabhupada said reading one verse would take a month. So what is the right mood for reading and how to read?
Read and try to understand. And if you don't understand, go back over it and read it again. Think about what you're reading. If you get some idea, write it down on a piece of paper. But the point is to contemplate, which leads to understanding. Read and then think about it, and then that helps to understand. When you understand, then you can understand a little bit how to apply it.
Yes, Maharaj. Can you please share the 10 points with Shama Gauri Mataji, if you have her email address?
I'd have to do it on computer. I can't do it through my phone. But if you have an email address that somebody can, I can do it with Shama Gauri's email address, I think.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if I have it. I know I have her husband's email address.
Yeah. I will send you the test email and you just reply to it, Maharaj.
You'll send me what?
The test email, like just saying.
Okay. You have my email address?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Do that right away, and then I can do it right at the end of the program.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
And then somebody will have to be in charge, and then everyone can write to that person, maybe you, and then you can send it out to the other devotees.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good. It's 10 simple points, but it's real, very helpful.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Your Holiness. Thank you for such a wonderful class, Guru Maharaj. May I request you to send me the file to Guru Maharaj?
Yes, I can do
so
that.
So that I can circulate it in our God family.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. All right. Maybe we can conclude here, unless there's another question.
Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Your Holiness. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for this truly wonderful class, reminding us of the essentials of bhakti. This is so important for us. I really feel this class was really for me, you know, to get something into my head. My question is, it's very important to schedule a time, and I understand now the importance of making an attempt to do that. I also understand completely when you say, Guru Maharaj, we have so many problems and we are so caught up in the problems, but our real problem is we are not doing what we do, which is hearing and chanting and reading properly. I heard a very, maybe few years ago, a devotee saying, if you have any problems, just go and open the Bhagavad Gita and start reading and the answer will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works.
So when we have problems, should we just go and grab the Bhagavad Gita and just open wherever and just start reading it? And
yeah, but if you read it regularly, you won't have so many problems. But that's also, it says that it's usually not so much a problem, but if you have a question or something you need to understand, you can just open and read and then you'll get the answer. This is a spiritual process. It's not a material process. That means your desires are fulfilled through your desire to become Krishna conscious.
Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Jai Ho.
In this dense darkness of Kali, you are the light shining for us to simply walk on that path. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Thank you. It's all Srila Prabhupada's mercy. That's all.
Mm-hmm. If there are no further questions, we can end the call here. There is Vrindanath. Vrindan Prabhuji, if you would like to go ahead with your question, please.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, my question is, you mentioned about this meditating, like reading this one verse for 30 days, as per Prabhupada, in Srimad Bhagavatam. my like understanding just wanted to clarify is more, because when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, like every verse, it's very difficult to hold just on one verse because it's so nectar. It like looks like let's read next one. So is this more related to meditating on that verse and really trying to self-realize that, okay, what does this mean? Trying to bring that into practice?
It really means that what's in front of you, you can't really understand unless you continually go into it more and more and more. And that was illustrated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in Dhaka when he was speaking on the first verse, Janmad Yasya Yataha. The first verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter. He spoke on it for 3 months, the same verse. And there was no purports, it was just a verse. And he created his own purports through his explanations. And in those 3 months, it's not that he simply repeated himself every day. He was always adding more and more points. So, you know, this is the, one can continually hear and chant the glories of the Lord and get newer and newer understandings from the same, 10th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, verse number 9. What is 10:9? First line slips my mind right now. Machchita matkata pranam bodhyantas parasparam katyantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha romanti cha. Yeah. Now that verse, it says here, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from enlightening one another and conversing with them. Prabhupada expands on that point, and you know, this is the characteristic of the devotees, is hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord more and more. Again, devotees are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and paths of their hearts or so. Yeah. So you might say, well, I'm not a pure devotee, but in essence, you are a pure devotee, but you haven't reached that stage. All souls are pure. There is no impure souls. And the body, somehow or other, is the impure element of our existence. The soul is always pure. But when the soul identifies with the body, it takes on this wrong mentality and then it becomes different. But in its essence, it's pure. So hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, he opens up more and more of the knowledge that is in front of us. So if you want to do that, that's good. Because if you do that with one verse and you study that one verse over and over again, then you can give classes on that one verse continuously. And you can give seminars on it. You could give, you know, you can continue to discuss it from many, many different angles of vision. And to support that, we have the commentaries of the acharyas on all of the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's an ocean of knowledge in each one, each particular verse. Because it's not static, it's dynamic. Dynamic means it expands itself both in our repetition of contact and by our purity of development. So as we purify ourselves, we also realize more. And as we realize more, we also become purified. So it's like both are supporting each other. The purification and the realizations are happening simultaneously. And that realization is unlimited knowledge is coming from one particular verse. And that's Prabhupada's statement over and over again. That's also the statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. It's unlimited.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, so we'll end here. Thank you very much. And we'll look forward to our next meeting.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you very much again for your association. Thanks for your kind, wonderful nectarian class. Hare Bol.
Thank you, Tiffany from Pennsylvania. Lalita and Dina Bandhu from somewhere in the United States of America.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Holiness Chandramukhi Swami Maharaj.
Yes.